Today's Mishnah in Ohalot is Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beit. We were talking about the various shiurim, and we ended up with four different shiurim, really. Obviously, the normal shiur was the Tefach al Tefach, and then we spoke about the Ma'or, and the Shiuri HaMa'or, and so on. Now, the question is, what about if an opening was made for a specific purpose? Now, that's a different issue that we didn't speak about. So let's take a look, before we even get to there, take a look at a case where part of the Ma'or, which only has the special Chumrah because of the fact that it's made for Or, how about if you had an opening for Ma'or, a Chalon, which opens out directly to the outside air? So we said before we have the special Kula, it's the size of a Pundion, which was the size of the drill that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shiura is Melo Magdeach. Now, suppose somebody builds a house up against it, and now it's blocked from the sun, and it's no longer under the open sky. So then it goes back to requiring a Poteach Tefach in order to let Tefach through outside of the house. But how about in a case where the neighbor built something which covers half of that window? So Natanata Tikra Be'emtza HaChalon. So then the part that is not keneged the light goes back to requiring a Poteach Tefach. But the upper half of the window, which still is there for allowing light in as it was made lechatchila, the Elyon still has that big chumrah, and it only needs the size of a pundion below magdeach in order to be able to let tuma go through it. Mishnah Gimel in Perek Yud Gimel. Now, suppose we have an opening in a door, a chor shebadelet. This chor in the delet is there not because of the fact that it was made for light or anything else. It simply was unfinished. The shear is Melo Egrof, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we view it as being a natural accident. So in other words, apparently one of the pieces of lumber that was used to build the door is missing. So that's the same thing as if it was whole and water got through it, or a squirrel dug its way through it, whatever. And we said before that the shear for those kind of openings is the shear of Mr. Watermelon and his big-sized fist. But it's still not the shear of the Poteach Tefach. So it's the same as the case of the Avatiach, or the Kamole Egrov. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, actually, it's considered to be a typical opening, and it's a Poteach Tefach, and it simply is a hole. It's not that there was something that was made there as it's going to be closed. Now, imagine a case where a carpenter left a hole all the way on the top or all the way on the bottom. So the door was basically finished. He needs to add a little piece of wood to cover up the bottom part. That, in such a case, hey, or what about a case where somebody closed the door but didn't close it properly, like so many irritating people? So he left the door partially open. Is that partial opening? What's the din of that in terms of the shear of Tuma? So these are two different cases. Either where you left a little opening all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom, which is definitely not for any purpose. And if it's not for any purpose, then it should be considered to be the normal shear of an opening that is going to be closed. Or what about a door that was properly closed and the wind blew it open? Now, in that case, it would be the equivalent of water getting in and opening it up, right? Because the wind opened it up. So in all these cases, it's not considered to be made, and if it's not made, then the shear is kumole egrof. How about haose mokom lekane? How about if you'd made a hole, but you made a hole for a very specific purpose? So besides the ones that we had four shiurim. We had the poteach tefach, we had the shear of the mole magdeach, which is the equivalent of pundion, we had the din of the shiur of a ma'or, which was 1/10 the area, 1/10 of the area of a square tefach, remember, which was 2 etzba'ot and a thumb, and the 2 etzba'ot being 2/5 by a quarter, the thumb being a quarter. And then we had the size of Mr. Watermelon's fist, which was for natural or wind-blown openings. Okay. But now the question is, besides those four, suppose somebody makes a made-to-order hole that he needs for a particular purpose, right? So let's imagine a case where we need to pass something through the wall. So we've got a factory where people are working on textiles. So what we do is we pass through a hole in the wall. We pass through the rod from the first level of the assembly line to the next guy down on the assembly line. We keep passing this down. So we make this little hole that you could pass the rod straight through the wall. Now the question is, if there's a mace in the first room in the factory, is it going to go through that hole? So let's say somebody is osam mokom for a kona, or for an ispati, which is, I'm not quite sure, but it's some other type of tool that's used in manufacturing textiles. Or maybe this was a hole that went straight through the wall that is used for clamping a lamp holder. So in other words, they would have like this little click-in lamp so that you would push it into the hole. It would click into the little piece of metal in the hole. You had this little hole, and they could use this on either side of the wall. So it was used for holding in there. There, whatever size you made it, since that is the usable size for your logistics, so by the same token, it was your kavana that this should be an opening between the two rooms that is going to be shimushi, and therefore it also is going to allow the tuma through it. So tain is beit shammai. And there, machmir, that this idea of, according to beit shammai, a normal tefach was only if they're not purposely designed holes. But if it's designed for a specific purpose, there was no such din as poseach tefach. There's just the halacha of something that connects rooms together for whatever purpose. Beit Hillel disagrees and says the din of a poseach tefach is for holes. It's not for non-purposed holes. And therefore, though we do have these other three special cases, which are essentially ma'or, or the din of a hole that wasn't made by an adam, but in normal cases, you cannot use less than a tefach. Now, how about if a guy makes a peephole? Now, a peephole, we refer to in the Mishnah as a literally peephole for peepers. And this guy wants to look at all the pretty girls walking by. So he is made a hole, lazun et enav, which obviously doesn't mean literally that it's nus for his enav. But that curiosity, okay? So he wants to see what's going on outside. So he's made a peephole. It's just interesting that in Hebrew and in English, we would use that same concept of peephole, right? All right, so he made a peephole, lazun et enav. Or maybe he makes this little hole where he can speak to the postman. When the postman knocks on the door, he can open up a little thing and he can tell him, I don't sign on bills, or something like that. Or he makes a hole to use for storing. Maybe it's a mailbox. So he makes it latashmish. All of those, even Beit Shammai agrees that the shear over there would basically be poteach tefach, because that is not, you can't consider that to be a design for this specific purpose. I mean, it's the guy, what's there for? It's only for peeping. I mean, so because of that, it's a shear of a hole. And even Beit Shammai has made the shear in that case would be a poteach tefach, like our standard multi-purpose holes.